சதாவில் சாலைகள். In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Kirelaiso, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless us. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages for ages. Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, from them the kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, and to him spared us, supported us, and has brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us unto you. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life, in all peace with your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this holy place that's yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. By the grace, compassion, and love of mankind, your only begotten Son,
our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ,
through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration are to you and to you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, whose fun essence with you, now at all times and to the ages of ages. Amen. In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We thank you, our Lord, for giving us many gifts by which we can praise and glorify your holy name. We thank you, O Lord, for allowing us to share with the heavenly host in praising your holy name. We ask you, O Lord, that you kindle within our hearts the love for you, and to make us always, O Lord, to think how we can glorify you, and we witness to your great salvation. We ask, O Lord, to be among your people and bless them, to guard the church and guard your people in it. We ask, Lord, to be among us in this night and to allow us these few minutes where we can enjoy listening to the hymns that's praising your name. We ask, Lord, to reward all those people who work and to accept us in this night and every day through the intercession of the Mother of God, Saint Mary, Archangel Michael, when we pray to you thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine the kingdom, power, and glory forever.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Welcome to everybody. Thanks, everybody, for coming and joining in this Yanni occasion. As we know from Yanni, the advertisement, that the title of the presentation is called Eschesis. And today we'll hear a series of songs, and they'll kind of tell a story about somebody who lived a sinful life, desired the way of sin, began to know God because of the poverty that he experienced or she experienced, and then finally they begin to desire the relationship with the Lord. And it's kind of very similar to the story of the prodigal son. And we'll find in the story of the prodigal son, we hear how it wasn't until he was, you know, impoverished and he was eating the from the pigsty that he realized that he was in need. So, and once he realized he was in need, he began to turn to his house, his father's house, and he began to long for it. And he said that he would rather be a servant in his father's house. And oftentimes in our life here in this world, sin promises us happiness, sin promises us satisfaction, but in reality, it doesn't provide that. It's just one big lie. C.S. Lewis said something nice in one of his books. He says, evil can be undone, but it cannot develop into good. So sin promises happiness and joy, but it really can't turn into something good. You can't take something evil and then make it something good. It can be undone. And actually, this is what the process of askesis is to undo the corruption of Satan and sin in our life. So what is askesis? It comes from the Greek word, which is askein, which means to exercise or train. So it's like a spiritual exercise or training. I'll read a couple of verses from St. Paul to the Hebrews. He says, for consider him who endures such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin. So there is a fight that we have to do, a striving against sin that we have to embark on. Also, he says to St. Timothy, he says to him, but reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself in godliness. So he says to exercise ourselves into godliness. So this is askesis, a spiritual exercise. It's a way of life that we should participate in. So what are some of the spiritual exercises in our Orthodox Church? Can anybody mention any? Fasting. Very good. Fasting is a spiritual exercise. We'll talk about that in a minute. What else? Confession. It's a part of it, but it's a part of our return. Yes, the repentance part of it. Yes, very good. What else? Matanyas. Yes, very good. The prostrations. These are all spiritual exercises. We also have prayer in itself is a spiritual exercise. You know, how many of us, you know, we can play sports, we can do whatever we want, we're wide awake. And then the moment we come to stand up and lift our hands to prayer, it's like as if a ton of bricks was laid upon our head and our shoulder, and we want to just sleep and lie down and not do it. So it's actually, by default, doing the spiritual practices will actually prove to us that there is a real war going on here. Oftentimes Satan tries to and he make it seem like there's not really anything that's going on here, but there is a real war. Do something spiritual and you'll find the, Satan and all his armies are fighting against you. I see people yawning already, having a spiritual talk, and automatically we yawn. But if it was like something else, we would be attentive if it was like a football game or whatever. So we also have the study of Scripture, doing works of charity. All of these are kind of like the system of spiritual pursuit. So it's a complete system. And this has been the idea of the church since its inception. And actually, that's why in the early church, the catechism of the non-believers would be, it wasn't like a day, a week. Actually, it could take years, anywhere up to 3 years, for them to finally understand this system of how we function, how the early church functioned, and then they would become members of the church. So it actually, and when we participate in these things, it reveals to us the fallen humanity. And if we look at Adam as an example, what was his sin? He ate from what? From the forbidden fruit or the tree of life. So Adam's main fault was that he wanted to, you know, to fulfill his desire for knowledge in not in God, but in his own means. So he took from the fruit, the forbidden fruit, and he failed the commandment to fast, which is a spiritual exercise, and he took from the fruit. So he basically told God that I'm going to be in charge of my own pursuit of, you know, knowledge and spiritual enlightenment. But actually, God had a different plan. Had he not eaten from the fruit, it would have been according to God's plan for him to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. Yes, he would have no sin, but there would still be continual growth in his knowledge, but it would be according to God's commandments and God's, you know, will. But he chose it for himself. So the process of askesis is actually this return back to God, to be made new once again. through these spiritual practices. And I'll leave you with this verse from St. Paul. He says to Corinthians, he says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." So through Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit that he has given us, he's given us the ability to become new. And this is what Christ specialized in, is to for us to become new creatures. So no matter how deep and the depth of sin we are and what bad habits we have, there's always the possibility and the ability through Christ to become new again, to be restored to in the image that he initially wanted us to look like. So as we sit and listen to the songs that are sung, let's think to ourselves, is there something in my life that I need to change to restore the image of God in me? And let's meditate on these things as we listen to the songs and put ourselves in the shoes of the person who's in these songs. But again, I'd like to thank all of the participants and all the Amina and the director and all the participants for the hard work. They've been working on this for so long. But let's please give them our undivided attention. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Of course, Abuna James is always hard to follow up. Ascesis is a struggle. The Desert Fathers lived it through their lives of asceticism. But ascesis is not just about the monks in the wilderness. It is not about our fathers, the priests, or our brethren and neighbors, or even about our closest family. Ascesis is about you and I. It is about each of us and our relationship with the one who created us. Fighting against the enticements of this short life and persevering against the persistent attempts of this fleeting world to steal us from the hand of the Almighty. This is the life of ascesis. The fathers used ascesis as their practice of spiritual asceticism. They practiced it through prostrations, fasting, and prayers deep into the night. But we also practice ascesis here in the world as we wrestle our temptations. We labor aspiring to live in the loving bosom of the Father. Tonight, St. Mary's Choir will take us through the journey of this struggle. We will see ascesis beginning with the conflict of a sinner, to his realization of God's mercy, and finally to his return and his desire to be with God. Ascesis is a struggle, but not in vain. It is towards a goal. It is to be able to say with honesty, "It is you whom I desire. In seeking you, I struggle."
Oh God, I can't believe I'm praying right now. I feel so alone, so ashamed, so hopeless. How come I didn't feel this shame before it happened? How come I was so confident before I committed this great wickedness against you? Didn't you say you'd be there? I feel like everything and everyone is against me. Everything in front of me is pulling me away from you. I beg you, O Lord, help me. I stand before you and I cry out, "Please hear me. You're the only one I can depend on. I ask you, O Lord, hear my voice."
Lord, why have those who afflict me multiplied? Many have risen upon me. Many sigh unto my soul. There is no salvation for him in his God. There is no salvation for him in his God. But you, Lord, are my support. supporter, my glory and the elevation of my head. But you, Lord, are my supporter, my glory and the elevation of my head. With my voice I cried unto the Lord. With my voice I cried unto the Lord. With my voice I cried unto the Lord.
With my voice to the Lord, I make supplication.
With my voice to the Lord, I cry. With my voice to the Lord, I make supplication.
I will pour out before my request and prayer.
I will pour out before in my request and prayer. In the way in which I was walking, they did a snare for me.
Is still raging within me, O God. The temptation hasn't gone away. Where are you right now? My faith is weak, I know. I can't see where I'm going, and the faintest light is swallowed up in the darkness of my soul. I have no peace. God, have mercy on me. You see me, O God. You see me. Come closer so I can see you and feel your presence in my life. I cry to you, O Lord. I'm begging you, have mercy on me.
In the midst of the raging sea, there I was sailing. The waves were pounding me, making me afraid, and it seems that Christ has left me.
And it seems as worthy.
But I no longer see him because of my weak faith. The sounds of the angry waves agonize my ears. Darkness of the creeping night has threatened my peace. And the tears have not left my eyes.
And the tears have not left my eyes.
The sleepless nights have overwhelmed me.
And the sleepless nights have overwhelmed me. Yesu alam marani asra ilayya. Fi yasi wa salami nawara ilayya. Lamma shu.
I took the oar and started rowing, but my hopes have failed. My weakness and my ignorance brought more grief to me.
And my Lord at the shore sees me.
And my Lord at the shore sees me.
When will you come to me and restore my home?
When will you come to me and restore my home?
Jesus, when he saw me, came to me quickly in my despair and darkness. He opened my eyes. When I saw him, I cried, have mercy. When I saw him, I cried, have mercy. He came to me quickly and had mercy on me. He came to me quickly and had mercy on me.
Oh, Master, Lord, I know you're here. I know you're with me. Because if you weren't, I would be nothing. I would amount to nothing, and nothing would become of me. This world is so dark, so gloomy, so terrifying sometimes. But Father, you guide me, and you know the way. You are the light, and you're the hope that stands beside me, that hears me. And you don't leave me. I, the sinner, Lord, don't leave me.
Don't leave me alone.
My sin still overwhelms me. How can I return to you in this ruin that I'm still in? I'm still trembling from the fear that you won't take me back. In the darkness of my soul, I only see death, oh God. Oh God, oh amazing God. How can you take me back, this lowly and wretched soul of mine? How can you take me back to your bosom?
thy tomb, O Lord, knowing not that thou on the earth hast soared. She came void of all hope, she came expecting death, forgetting the life giver, who is the living breath. The trials and tribulations, do we not do the same?
Delight in seeing you, Lord. Your saints have returned to you, but I have not. You have shown me that you are everything to me, my Lord, Master, my guide, my shepherd, my comfort, my strength. You pick me up when I fall, even when I lose sight of your presence. Lead me, O Lord. Lead me and show me the way.
Should I roam in the valley?
I realize now, O Pantocrator, that it's only through you that I can rise from the ashes of my despair and free myself from this prison in which I have trapped myself. While it is I who holds the key to my own self, it is you, O Christ, that can lead me out. Hear me, O loving Savior, because your power surpasses all evil. Your power cannot be comprehended, and no power on earth or any scheme of man can take me away from you, O my beloved Savior.
My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. His cornerstone is solid ground. But through the fiercest drought and storm, what heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love, righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. On that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. In the ground his body lay, light of the world my darkness slain. Bursting forth, glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his, he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. The guilt of life, death, this is the power of Christ in me. When life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns, my cause be home. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns, or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
O you who are love, who instills the love within me, without whom I am hopeless, without whom I have no meaning, I come to you not for protection, not for a glimpse of your power, not even for a favor, but I come to you because I desire to be with you, to know you, to hear your voice. Lord, I offer unto you my heart and my innermost being. Allow me, my Lord, to know you more, to see you clearly, and to hear your voice.
This is my desire, to honor you.
So as we've reached askesis, our final desire to know God more, we'd like now to dedicate the next two songs to what's going on in Egypt. The first one as a prayer, as an offering to God, as a lifting up of our voice to Him, to pray to Him to protect Egypt, and as He promised to be with us and with His people. And the second as a praise, to praise Him for always being there, and we know He's always being there, and we know He's always taking care of us. So with the choir's permission, I ask to take this song and to sing the solo. It means a lot to me, and this psalm means a lot to me.
The Lord shall hear you in the day of your trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. He shall send you help from His holy and uphold you out of Zion. He shall remember all your sacrifices and enrich your burnt offerings. The Lord shall grant you according to your heart and fulfill all your counsel.
We will confess your salvation and in the name of our God we shall grow. The Lord shall fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord has saved His anointed. He shall hear Him from His holy heaven. The salvation of His right hand is in mighty deeds. He's in chariots and He's in horses.
The salvation of His right hand is in mighty deeds.
What in the name of the Lord our God we will grow? They are overthrown and fallen, but we risen and set upright. Oh Lord, save your King and hear us in the day we call upon you.
Alleluia.
His word runs with thee.
There's no light for he scatters the mist like ashes.
He gives snow like wool. He scatters the mist like ashes.
He casts out his eyes like morsels. He casts out his eyes.
He casts out his eyes like morsels. He casts out his eyes.
Who will be able to stand before his cross?
He will send out his word and melt them.
His wind will blow and the water shall flow. He declares his word to Jacob.
His ordinances and judgments to Israel.
His ordinances and judgments to Israel.
He has not done so with every nation, and he has not revealed to them his judgments. Alleluia.
Thank you all so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
Let's stand up to pray, please. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you from the depth of our hearts for bringing us to this day and hour. We thank you, O Lord, for allowing us, O Lord, to enjoy these hymns and praises. We thank you, O Lord, for allowing us, O Lord, to experience, O Lord, these songs in our life. Lord, you know, O Lord, the weaknesses of our flesh and the desires, O Lord, and all the temptations that press heavily upon us, O Lord, in this world. We thank you, O Lord, for giving us, O Lord, the means of salvation through you, through your grace, through the ascetic practices, O Lord, that the church has established for us. Help us, O Lord, strive, O Lord, to maintain our dedication and our commitment to you. Help us, O Lord, in all of our spiritual disciplines. Help us, O Lord, to be consistent, O Lord, in our life with you. Disperse, O Lord, from us all of the temptations and all of the things of this world, Lord, that drag us from you. We ask these things, O Lord, through the intercessions and prayers of Beloved Mother, the Ever-Virgin Theotokos, St. Mary, intercessions of all the choir of your saints and martyrs who please you since the beginning. Hear us, O Lord, and we say with all thanksgiving, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. But deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now the love of God the Father, His grace, and one begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ, gift of fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.